Cram has approved 54 recommendations for parole since he took over as chair of the commission and rejected 24. Frank Vandenbosch of the Prisoner Action Coalition says that's a stark contrast to Graham's predecessor, Leonard Wells, who Vandenbosch says followed the advice of the commission 99% of the time.
He's really pulling paroles on people that have been in for 30 years, 30 years plus, and old men and no longer a threat. And really, he's going against what the commissioners recommend. And the commissioners don't just hand out paroles easily. So it's really overcompensation just to protect Doyle from any kind of embarrassment of being soft on crime.
Graham's appointment came after strong protests from police groups when Wells paroled two men who had killed a police officer 30 years ago. Graham is a former assistant Milwaukee police chief and most recently headed the anti-marijuana division in the State Justice Department. Graham says he'd be glad to talk to Vandenbosch about his concerns, but he denies his decisions are based on any considerations about the upcoming election.
I'm certainly not trying to become a politician or trying to upset any prisoner families or anything like that. I mean, I look at each case individually and try to make what I feel is an intelligent, informed, experienced decision.
Graham says his 30 years of experience in law enforcement allows him to play a check and balance role in accepting or rejecting the commission's decisions. The parole commissioners have declined to comment on the large number of paroles Graham has rejected or on the difference between Graham's approach and that of his predecessor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.